We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, December 25th. A look at the evening sky is a nice way to wrap up your Christmas. It features the moon, two bright planets, and some of the brighter stars in all the night sky. As twilight drains from the sky, the moon is well up in the southwest. The sun lights up more than a quarter of the lunar hemisphere that faces our way, so it's a fat crescent. It's waxing toward first quarter on Saturday. The planet Saturn is to the upper left of the moon and looks like a bright star. It shines so brightly for a couple of reasons. It's the second largest planet in the solar system, more than 9 times the diameter of Earth, and it's topped by clouds that reflect much of the sunlight that strikes them. The only planet that's bigger than Saturn is Jupiter, and it climbs into good view in the east-northeast by 7 or 7:30. In all the night sky right now, only the moon outshines it. The twin stars of Gemini, Pollux and Castor, stand to Jupiter's left and upper left. At the same time, the brilliant constellation Orion is off to the upper right of Jupiter. Look for its three-star belt aiming straight up from the horizon, flanked by orange Betelgeuse and blue-white Rigel. Taurus perches well above Orion. It's marked by its bright orange eye, Aldebaran. And the dog star, Sirius, climbs into good view by 8 or 8:30, below Orion's belt. It's the brightest true star in the night sky, a beautiful decoration for Christmas night. Stardate and Stardate Magazine are productions of the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory. And for the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.